With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. People in Hawaii are taking orders to evacuate low-lying areas seriously ahead of potentially dangerous tsunami waves. The warnings were triggered by a magnitude 8.8 earthquake off the coast of Russia. The first waves are expected any time now. Addressing a news conference in the Hawaiian capital of Honolulu last night, Hawaii Fire Chief Sheldon Howe told residents not to wait to find safer ground.
We want everyone to stay safe, evacuate early so you don't put yourself in a tough situation.
Sound compliments of BBC. The coast of California, Oregon, and Washington currently under a tsunami advisory, with the city of Los Angeles making essential preparations to respond. It's another day of oppressive summer heat in the southeastern U.S.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenix says extreme heat warnings are in effect for several cities.
Along the lower Mississippi Valley, so places that would include from New Orleans on north, even as far north as St. Louis. But we also have extreme heat warnings in parts of Georgia, down through northern Florida.
Mullenix says in some areas not used to the extreme heat, the temperatures today could challenge the all-time record highs for July and potentially reach 100 degrees or even higher. I'm Mike Hempen.
Cold front is set to disrupt that heat tonight, and the Midwest and Northeast could get major relief by Thursday. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says terror group Hamas is using food as a weapon in Gaza, as evidenced by its insistence on the shutdown of the American-Israeli Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
What is the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation? It's a new organization set up to deliver food to Gazans outside of the Hamas affiliated terrorist-infiltrated United Nations programs inside of Gaza.
This is SRN News. America's churches continue to be vandalized, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Around the time the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022, law enforcement saw an uptick in the number of attacks on houses of worship. The problem has not abated. Less than 2 weeks ago, St. Elizabeth of Hungary Church in Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania, was covered in graffiti. Other houses of worship have been burned or had windows broken. There's also been a surge in attacks on churches across Canada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While most wealthy countries have witnessed steep declines in religious faith in recent years, the United States is an outlier by comparison. Multiple polls do indicate that the percentage of Americans belonging to a religious congregation is declining. But the percentage of Americans who are intensely religious has remained unchanged over the past several decades. Around 29% of Americans report praying several times a day. This is SRN News. Technology today is making security a major challenge.
The use of deepfakes to impersonate people presenting big problems. Advances in AI mean it's easier than ever before to create lifelike audio and video. Deepfakes can be used for committing corporate espionage and stealing national security secrets. But tech companies say new programs will help governments and businesses to detect deepfakes and ensure the people they see on the screen are who they say they are. By the way, this really is Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities are working to determine whether the shooter in Monday's Manhattan attack that left five people dead, including the gunman, received help. Mayor Eric Adams says pieces of the semi-automatic rifle used in the killings were bought by an associate of suspect Shane Tamura, and detectives are working to ID that person. More details at srnnews.com.